It's another victim of COVID. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Our kids' education. Their scores are out from testing over the spring, the first since 2019, showing the biggest declines ever in math. An 8-point drop for 8th graders, down 5 points for 4th grade students. Reading scores fell by 3 points in both grades.
The National Center for Education Statistics offered this, quote, "The general patterns are that the losses are big. They're much bigger in math than in reading, and they're much bigger in more vulnerable kids. Those seem like things that are very consistent with every other piece of information that we've seen in post-pandemic testing."
That's Fox's Alexandria Hoff. A 16-year-old school shooting suspect in Michigan is due back in court today.
Ethan Crumbley, who's accused of opening fire at Oxford High School last year, killing 4 students and injuring several others. He's expected to switch his plea from not guilty to guilty on all 24 charges against him, including terrorism.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Crumbley's parents were also charged with involuntary manslaughter. Slaughter, accused of providing the gun and ignoring warning signs he could be violent. 15 days before the midterm elections, a new ABC News poll shows more voters trust Republicans to handle crime issues and inflation. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells CBS Face the Nation,
"The European Union, the UK, the British have higher inflation rate than we do here. The fight is not about inflation. It's about the cost of living."
And as Democrats try to keep control of Congress, Pelosi says a woman's abortion rights remains a key provocative issue. The World Series is set in baseball.
2-2, and Bregman into right center, a base hit.
The lead that Houston didn't give up on that hit by Bregman. The Astros beat the Yankees 6-5 in New York on TBS to complete a sweep and win the American League championship. The Astros will play the Phillies.
This is the greatest day in the last couple of years of Philadelphia.
The Phillies won the National League title, beating San Diego 4-3 in Game 5. The World Series will start Friday. America's listening to Fox.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
More voters will be able to cast ballots early this week in 15 more states. Some counties in Florida will have polling locations open today, and Republican Governor Ron DeSantis will debate his Democratic challenger tonight, Charlie Crist, an ex-governor hoping to get the job back. Now, there's also early voting starting today in a state that had a controversial election law change.
Early voting in Texas for the November 8th election will run through November 4th. Folks will be able to choose their picks, including for governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and railroad commissioner. Also on the ballot, state senators, U.S. and state representatives, members of the state board of education, and ballot propositions for local cities. Voters can check their registration status through the Texas Secretary of State's website or their county elections office. In order to vote in person during early voting or on election day, Texans will be asked to present an acceptable form of photo ID, which includes a driver's license or a U.S. passport. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Britain could get a new prime minister this week. A strong favorite to take over is Rishi Sunak, who is a former Treasury secretary.
Johnson made that decision after talking with several Conservative Party lawmakers. He quit his post 3 months ago amid scandal. His replacement, Liz Truss, resigned Thursday after just 6 weeks in office.
That's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer on Boris Johnson taking himself out of the running to be prime minister again. On Wall Street, rising stock futures suggest more gains to start the week, adding to a surge last week. On Sunday Night Football, Miami beat Pittsburgh 16-10. Earlier, Green Bay's slump continued.
Heineke sets up, looking for Terry McLaurin against Alexander. It is caught! Touchdown! Commanders take the lead!
The Washington Commanders ended up winning the game over the Green Bay Packers 23-21 on Fox. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.